أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.
إلى الاحتفاء بروح المكان في قلب الزمان برحلة مع صوت مدى العصور. نتحدث عن Marvels of Saudi Orchestra Concert، روائع الأوركسترا السعودية. عم نحكي عن قصة الأصالة السعودية يلي رح تعانق صوت الأرض بموسيقى الشعوب الأولى يلي سكنوا هالأرض البعيدة من أكثر من 60,000 سنة بحفل موسيقي لن ينسى يلي رح يحتفي بالتراث الموسيقي السعودي الغني برحلة من الأصالة للابتكار على مسرح دار الأوبرا الأيقوني.
شوفي أحلى من هيك مسرح سيشارك في هذه الفعالية الفنان السعودي ممدوح سيف، ومن أستراليا أبرز مؤلفي الموسيقى ويليام أول المؤلف البارز ويليام بارتون. بارتون ويليام هو أشهر عازفي الديجريدو، آلة النفخ الخشبية لسكان الأصليين. يعني كثيرة هي التفاصيل، سحر الموسيقى السعودية وبراعة الأوركسترا العالمية في رحلة موسيقية لا تفوت. سعداء كثير أن رح يكون معنا لهذا الصباح الرئيس التنفيذي لهيئة الموسيقى السعودية بول باسيفيكو، the CEO of the Saudi Music Commission. Thank you for joining us, Paul, and welcome to Good Morning Australia.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Good morning. صباح الخير. Paul Pacifico, the Marvels of Saudi Orchestra Concert. We're speaking about a majestic orchestral expression of music, culture, and a living heritage of Saudi Arabia that is beyond any geographical entity. What is the message that this concert would convey to the world on the iconic Opera House, Paul?
Well, thank you so much for asking, and I think your introduction sort of set that up beautifully. Our message really is about bridging cultures, how music can join people together with a universal language and really create a human-to-human connection that transcends, you know, national borders or languages. Being able to come here, particularly to Australia, to the Sydney Opera House, which is one of the world's great iconic stages, with the Saudi National Orchestra and Choir, mm-hmm. being able to collaborate with great Australian musicians from different facets of Australia's rich and diverse cultural tapestry is really sort of what we're all about. And the way that we like to express the, you know, the pride and cultural diversity and richness of Saudi Arabia as we go around the world and introduce that to people.
This is amazing, Paul. And behind the grand door of the stage lies a meticulous choreography of sound and spirit, 100-voice choir to the beauty of the Saudi National Orchestra. Take us inside the rehearsal rooms where tradition meets precision. We're very intrigued by this concert. I'm sure it's going to have a huge impact in Australia, and people are waiting for more details. What's going to be the scale of the soul of this beautiful big production?
Well, no, I hope so. I mean, we're very excited, and I know that the concert is nearly sold out. There are very few tickets left for the Sydney Opera House on the 12th of May. You're right, backstage, sort of on stage, it's a very grand production. Backstage, it's a very, very human story. This is, you know, the orchestra is very reflective of the journey that not just the nation of Saudi Arabia is on, the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, but the people, mm-hmm. the individual people, and people from very diverse, different walks of life that have come together to make music together. So within the orchestra, you've got a really interesting range of people that have music as a common thread that binds them together with passion, with pride, and with a lot of skill and hard work. And really what I love is when you do go backstage and you make those human connections, you start to understand, this, in a way, the story of the kingdom on a very human scale. And that's one of the things I think the orchestra is really good at communicating from the stage to the audience.
Paul, you spoke about this common thread and the human story, and I think this manifestation would be at its best with William Barton. We're speaking about the didgeridoo virtuoso, we're speaking about the Aboriginal music, about a living heritage of more than 60,000 years. In this collaboration with the Metropolitan Orchestra and many Australian musicians, Paul, how would the didgeridoo embrace the ancient sound of Rababa to intertwine this human story and the music of the First Nations people whose land goes back to the beginning of the beginnings?
yeah, we are also really excited to discover that musical exploration, that musical dialogue as well ourselves. You know, these concerts, as we've gone around the world with the Saudi National Orchestra and choir doing the Marvels of Saudi Orchestra concerts, each time we've gone to a different country, we've collaborated with, you know, in a very authentic way with local artists to explore that musical dialogue. And I think what's really special here in Australia is a very multifaceted country with different aspects to its culture. And as you rightly say, you know, there are elements of Aboriginal culture that go back tens of thousands of years. There's a really authentic meeting point culturally with Saudi Arabia, which is, you know, has extremely ancient culture from the Arabian Peninsula, and instruments like the rubaba are ancient instruments. And I really believe those ancient instruments speak with kind of ancient voices. And what we're going to be able to experience together actually is that musical dialogue between the artists, but also the kind of the instruments they express their music through, and hearing that those threads intertwine into a, you know, like a rich tapestry, a carpet that we can weave together, is going to be amazing. And I'm on a personal level very excited. Rehearsals are starting in earnest today in Sydney, so we get to hear how that fusion happens in real life. There's lots of theory and the preparation's been done. Now we get to really go on that emotional journey to experience it together.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow. You do sound excited. We're excited as well. And what a beautiful vessel for dialogue, Paul. You're the CEO of the Saudi Music Commission. You're at the helm of what I may call an evolving cultural renaissance in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. How do you navigate this like balance between preserving the authentic traditional music of the kingdom and at the same time maybe encourage a bold contemporary experimentation?
That's a great question, and it's something that the Music Commission we think about a lot and we discuss very actively. I think our approach is to think about music as a living, breathing expression of a culture of the nation. So there isn't a you know, bucket A, which is heritage, and bucket B, which is contemporary. It's a continuum. And you know, human beings explore notes from the past, ideas for the future. I mean, a lot of people talk about the fact that really, you know, you can't understand your future if you don't understand your past. Uh-huh. And so the opportunity to really investigate, archive, and platform traditional music, I believe, gives us the strongest possible foundations to enable young people, or all people in Saudi Arabia, but it's a very young population, to innovate, to explore, and to you know, provide a launch pad for that next wave of sound that's going to come, you know, fed by innovation, but rooted in tradition.
In this continuum, Paul, I was intrigued, and I had a pause, an emotional pause at the word musical dialogue. If you look at this world, we live in a broken world, and you're touring this world. The Majestic Concert is touring the world, and you've performed in Paris, Mexico, New York, London, Tokyo. To what extent, Paul, can music heal this world, heal this brokenness, and build true and authentic bridges?
I think, you know, music has a very unique and special ability to express emotions without language. So it allows people to, I think, explore and find common ground and to understand each other. If you hear another culture's music, you may know nothing about that culture, but you do, I think, get a sense of its people. Music speaks to us in ways that sometimes language, you know, language can put up barriers as much as it helps us speak. So I think, you know, music is an incredible way for people to come together as a community, to bring people together, to give mutual understanding, and to humanize that contact, to tap into a direct emotional connection rather than the specifics of dialogue. in language.
Paul, that's amazing. We'd like to know more about your experience in Saudi Arabia. Petra told me that you were the former CEO of the London England Association of Independent Music. You moved to the other end of the world, and we know Saudi Arabia is home to a rich tapestry of regional sounds and different melodies and rhythms. How do you, in your capacity as a CEO, support the diversity of these musical dialects, and how are you planning in the future to elevate them onto the global platforms?
I mean, for me, I've been in Saudi Arabia for 2.5 years now, and my honest reflection is that it is an enormous privilege to have been invited to, you know, support and help drive forward this, you know, incredible growth of the music sector in Saudi Arabia as part of the changes happening around Vision 2030. And I think, you know, we're putting in place the infrastructure that will really enable Saudi talent to find its voice and have that voice heard on the global stage. So we're in the process of training thousands of kindergarten teachers ready to put music into the public school system, I think for the first time. We are putting in place lifelong learning programs. So education is a huge pillar for what we do to support people and enable them. There's also the economic infrastructure. You know, how do artists and musicians get paid? How do we make sure that system functions so people can really make a living from music if that's their path? So we're putting in place the policies and the infrastructure for that. And then finally, supporting the archiving, the representation, the notation of traditional music, as we said, going back thousands of years, that hasn't really been captured, archived and platformed. Certainly in the kingdom, let alone internationally. Again, it's a mix of all of those things that helps create foundations and then raises the floor to give a platform for talented Saudis to have their voices heard at home and abroad.
Where language fails, music speaks back to the human connection, human story, Paul. The voices of the mystical deserts of Saudi Arabia. How has they reached your inner realms? How do you portray them? How did they reshape your story?
I mean, if you're asking me sort of personally, it has been an incredible personal journey of discovery and learning to be invited into the kingdom, to be, you know, invited into ancient spaces, to hear all of the different, you know, folkloric practices. We're starting to document them. We have a Saudi Turuq program, which is working to UNESCO heritage standards to document folkloric music from each of the 13 regions of the kingdom. And so to really start to understand the richness, the diversity, the complexity of some of these ancient art forms is something very special. And it's something that I get very excited about promoting and sharing. Because, again, there are sound palettes that aren't yet in that global suite of sounds that people are used to hearing, but that respond to and have the potential to have a call and response in the global cultural dialogue that really the Saudi voice has been missing from for a long time. So as I start to hear Saudis exploring that, whether they're traditional practitioners or whether they're, you know, electronic producers, you're drawing from some of those reference points. I sort of love it all, and I love that remarkable opportunity to really get into it, understand it, and start to use everything I know from a mature music market to help support, accelerate, build, and grow for the benefit of those Saudi artists that will no doubt find their place on the global scene and really start to be recognized.
CEO of the Saudi Music Commission, Paul Pacifico, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We utterly enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you and good luck with the concert.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure, and I hope to see you and all your listeners at the Sydney Opera House on the 12th of May.
It's worth flying to Sydney, isn't it?
I will be there. Find a small spot for my heart and the rehearsals as well.
Thank you, Paul.
The wonderful thing about music, I just think that there's a place for everyone's heart.
Enjoy the sun of Sydney and the beautiful weather. Thank you so much, and have a lovely stay in the land down under. Thank you, Paul.
إذن تحدثنا مع رئيس تنفيذي لهيئة الموسيقى السعودية من سيدني السيد بول باسيفيكو. أنتم برفقة
SBS عربي.